Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the fifth day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hay. Garine Truma, if you have pips or seeds of Truma, which are edible, but Bizman Shu Mechanson, if the coin is gathering together, which means that he wants to eat them, he doesn't want to throw them away, Asuras, then if they are, because they are of Truma, they would be forbidden to be eaten by a non-Kohen. However, if the Kohen tosses out the seeds, he has no intention to eat them, mutaros, they're permitted for a non-Kohen to eat, they're not considered food anymore. You have bones of kodshim, which are only eaten by Kohenim, and their bones might have some, maybe there's something you can get out of it for eating. Once again, if the Kohen is gathering them, he wants to keep them, he wants to eat them, masurin, then they're prohibited by a non-Kohen. Vimishlichon, if the Kohen throws them out, then the bones, he's done with them, butorin, then they're permitted for non-Kohenim. Because since the Kohen has thrown them out, they're not called food anymore, both as far as Truma and as far as Kodshim is concerned. Hamurson, the coarse bran, if it's of Truma, and this is something not really edible, Mutter, it's permitted for non-Kohenim. It's considered not food and therefore not Truma. Subin, if you have a much finer bran, it's got more flour in it, of Truma. Shel Chadoshes, if it's of fresh wheat, new wheat, Asuras, prohibited non-Kohenim. Because the new wheat, the fresh wheat, is moist and therefore difficult to grind. And therefore there tends to get a lot of flour mixed in with this bran. With the brown flour. And therefore it's prohibited to a non-Kohen because it's Truma. V'shel Yishonais, if however this bran is of old wheat, Mutaris, then it's permitted to be eaten by a non-Kohen because the wheat that is old is dry already, got less moisture, and it can be ground up very well. And the flour doesn't tend to get mixed in with this bran. What do you define as, how does the Mishnah define chadoshes? What's defined as new wheat and old wheat? Here the Rishalmi says, according to some opinions, it's as long as people are still going around the threshing floors looking for produce. Others say it's up to 30 days from the harvest is still called new. V'noyeg batruma kederch shenoyeg bachulin. And the Kohen can treat the Truma in the same way as he treats Chulin, which means that the Kohen can take out the coarse bran and the fine bran from the Truma and throw it away, because since it's not fit, not edible, it's not called destroying Truma. Hamasales kav v'kabayim l'sa, person who filters a kav or two out of a saw. Now we're talking about a saw which is six kavim. A saw is equivalent to six kavim. And if the Kohen filters it, or sifts it, and he produces one or two kavim of very fine flour to make a very white bread, lo ya'abed es hashar, he should not throw away the rest, the other four or five kavim, because it's still edible. It may not produce as fine a bread or white bread as the other as the bran, but it's still fit for eating. You know how to destroy the truma. Ella yanichenu bimkom hamutzna, the Kohen should leave it in a protected area, so it should not be destroyed. Mishnah Vav. Megura, if you have a silo of grain, of wheat, or of grain, yeah, shepina mimena chitei truma, that he emptied it out of truma wheat. So he wants to replace this silo of truma wheat with chulin wheat. So he's got this store or a silo, some area where he's got his store of wheat. But before it was truma, he wants to now replace it and put the chul in there. Ein mechayvin oso, we do not oblige him, lios o yoshev umelaket achas, to pick up every single wheat of truma, every single grain, until he empties it out completely. Ella mechabit kedarkoi, he simply can sweep it in the normal manner that he would do with chulin if he was emptying it out of chulin, v'noisen l'secha chulin, and then replace and put the chulin into this store. And even if there are a few grains of truma here and there, he doesn't have to worry about destroying truma because it's insignificant.